All right, let's bring this meeting to order. It's the June 19th, 2018, Newbury Park Conservation Commission meeting being held in the boardroom in the Senior Community Center, and this meeting's being recorded. First item is the approval of the meeting minutes, June 5, 2018.
I have one comment. Under the order of conditions for Petalero, I guess the next to the last sentence, it says that I move to close the public hearing instead of, I guess, move to...
Oh, it says move to open the public hearings.
Right.
Instead of close.
Under the order of conditions.
Under the order of conditions. So it should be close or issue the order of conditions or something like that.
Oh, yeah. That was cutting in case.
I figured.
Anybody else?
Oh, okay.
Motion to approve as mentioned.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Next item, Plum Island updates.
All right, not much to update on Plum Island right now. There's been a little bit of dispute out there over public access ways because of the new berm that got built. It's sort of blocking off some of the ways that were designated for people to get to the beach, and there's some conflicts, neighborhood conflicts about that over the weekend, but it all got resolved. It's fine out there. I think I CC'd you two on something about it, my update on that. So that's all fine, and no news really from MRBA. Anything you can remember from the last meeting, David?
Actually, I thought it was a pretty positive meeting. There's a lot of funding that's at least still alive. There's a dredge equipment feasibility study that was funded. The idea of doing something similar to the Cape, where they have a dredge, or I guess it would only be on certain types of projects, but it's still, and that's actually what started the MRBA, that whole thing. I guess something new on the climate resiliency grants?
We got, the mayor announced that we got the Municipal Vulnerability Preparedness Grant to do a flood sort of vulnerability study of the wastewater treatment plant, which when we've done all of these workshops has always risen to the top of the list of the city's most vulnerable assets along the river. And so we need to look at how to protect that from future flooding. So that's, we got about $120,000 from the state to do a study on that. And yeah, what was the other thing? Oh, all the permitting for the Piscataqua River dredge got done. So the placement of that sand when they dredge the Piscataqua River, Army Corps is going to dredge it, and we're going to be able to get that sand. One of the biggest obstacles to overcome on that was doing the permitting. And we hired through with Newbury, Salisbury, Newbury Port, we hired a firm GZA to do the permitting for us. And they got it done in like a week and a half. And all the permits are now in. So that's good.
So were they, they're just going
to
dump it offshore?
Now, they're going to dump it offshore. So it'll be like an offshore placement, near shore placement along Plum Island and in front of Salisbury Beach. We don't know when they're going to actually do the dredge of the Piscataqua, but when they do, we'll be ready to get the sand.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not funded yet.
Right.
So that's the hang up.
There's a lot of big ships that go in there. You don't want dragging the bottom.
Yeah, no, I'm sure they'll get it funded rapidly since they got a ship here and there.
WRDA. Which is a
water
resource
development?
Yeah, authority. Yeah. I guess it used to be they had $10 million of projects. I don't know if it's all, it can't be all the projects. For a particular project, it's gone up to $50 million. So I don't know if that will impact us, but there was a lot of people there that seemed pretty excited about it. Elizabeth Warren's person was there. And
they worked hard on it. And they felt proud of it.
And then the only other thing I have is the next meeting is July 13th at 1 o'clock.
Okay, next MRBA
So, where do you bridge Salt Marsh Irrigation?
Yep, okay, so Steve and I met yesterday morning out underneath the bridge with the contractors from Walsh McCord and DOT, and talked about the required salt marsh mitigation plantings that they're supposed to do as part of the project underneath the bridge. In the original proposal, the salt marsh planting was supposed to take place in an area kind of right smack in the middle underneath the bridge, where we already have a little bit of a patch of salt marsh there. We were out there looking at it, and it looked as though maybe that's not the best spot for it because it's already not doing very great under there. So then we decided that maybe we should focus the plantings along the area where they've got the lay down area right now and where the trestle is. So we went over there, we looked at that, and it looks like a great area. The substrate's perfect, there's some bare patches that really could use some planting to sort of bolster the salt marsh area. So, and I believe I sent you guys a plan that shows that area as well as another area under the bridge still that does get some sunlight where they're going to focus the other part.
It's kind of between the two bridges.
Yeah.
So it does get sunlight.
And then I had the great idea of asking them to add to.
Because Mary Rimmer's report from last year indicated that that patch under the bridge was not doing very well. So we asked for an extra 100 square feet of what they're doing, and I think they might be adding 150.
They're adding more than that.
Yeah.
They didn't even think about it. They just said yes. So
now we don't have to go after them.
It's got a $500 million project. I mean, a little bit of
right.
A little bit of beach grass is not
there.
Good.
But they put up such a fight about it.
We should have asked for more.
Right.
Well, we're running out of space.
So that was good. So I sent you all the plan by email that shows us these two areas, and they just want sort of a informal approval from you all that makes sense, that it's something that you would be okay with, so they can go ahead and start that planting
The only question I had was it was as to timing on the staging area.
Mm-hmm.
Are they done kind of using that or trooping onto the riverbank so we could plant it, they could plant it now and it wouldn't get disrupted?
I think they're almost done with that staging area and getting ready to wrap it up, but I don't think it would impact, I don't think any of their work there will impact what there would be planting.
Okay.
Because they still have to, after they remove the dock or whatever it is there, they have to replant that too.
Yeah, and I look from the picture as if the area that you selected was not going to be impacted by whatever they're doing.
It shouldn't be, because when we first suggested that, they said, oh no, that's outside our work area. We can't touch that. And somebody said they could.
Somebody said, well, actually, our work area is kind of over there, sort of. Too. I think it was Jess Kenny.
Yeah.
She's like, look, we got a barge out there, we got a stationary over here. It's in between.
We won't tell.
Yeah.
So that's what I said. Go plant out there and we'll be quiet.
So anybody have any concerns about those locations for the
No, I think it's a good idea.
Okay.
No, it looks pretty sensible.
Okay, good. Great.
Alright. Let's move on. First item is John Gallagher, Bradford and Bigelow, 3 Perkins Way, request for a certificate of compliance.
Okay, Tom Hughes with Hughes Environmental Consulting. You may recall we kind of introduced this at the hearing for the notice of intent. Basically, the project was completed. The plan I had shows 2 plants here. Julia pointed out to me today that I guess the approved plan shows 3. But what we have said in our certificate of compliance request is that we have replaced those with 4 pussy willows that are incorporated into the new NOI. So we still have more plants than were promised back then. These were planted multiple times and died. So we're changing the species to something that is going to be far more resilient and hardy.
Just one question, now that I'm looking at this plan, because I was looking at the old plans earlier today, And where it showed in that little green rectangle down there is where the two hemlocks were, well, it was actually three hemlocks were to be planted.
Right.
And in the plan that I have, and I didn't bring it with me because I didn't think we would need it after we talked on the phone, but it shows a much, well, I wouldn't say much bigger, but it shows a bigger actual vegetated area than that green rectangle. It's a, it goes up further than that. So it's more like a square.
So yeah,
and there were three trees in there.
Right.
So I'm wondering, is this elongated paved area existing condition,
no,
or are you
so this is
that?
Yeah, this is existing condition from the NLR.
Yes.
And if you see, it's a much smaller
right, and the planting area
there
is below
than
yes.
was proposed here.
Right.
So.
Because this is the.
So this must have been an earlier revision that Ransom sent me.
Right, because this isn't the plan of record.
Right. So. But I'm pretty confident. It clearly is shorter.
Got it.
We also were spreading out those pussy willows over that sort of whole green area that's there.
Okay.
So.
All right.
And I'm pretty sure Steve has access to the actual Ransom files because he used to be with Oak. So when he wrote his letter, he would have been looking at the right plan.
All right.
And I think he notes except for the plantings in his letter.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we have that, and I don't know if you want to vote on that and then get to the education.
Well, so
piece,
yeah,
or?
I mean, I guess they're sort of connected because that those plantings, there were supposed to be three hemlocks planted, maybe they planted two or three, I don't know what they actually planted, but they didn't survive. So that piece of that this 2007 project is incomplete. The applicant's proposing to mitigate for that or do those plantings in this next order of conditions as part of this next project and put in four pussy willows in the same area because the hemlocks didn't survive. They're thinking this is a different species that will do better there. So the two are kind of connected in that sense.
Right.
So I wrote up a condition in, I thought I brought that with me too. I guess I missed some things when I put my stuff in my bag tonight, but I wrote up a draft condition, another draft condition for the Three Perkins Way order that we talked about last week that specifies that those four trees have to be specifically planted as per the previous order of conditions. And
yeah.
I have a file number on that. And that if the willows don't survive after two growing seasons, that they need to be replaced with the same or a different native non-invasive species.
Right, approved by you.
Right, approved by me.
That's
and that they have to be, then before a certificate of compliance can be issued for this project, confirmation has to be provided to the commission that those new four trees have survived for at least two growing seasons.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, and that kind of dovetails them together. So
it dovetails them together.
So so there's that. And so to finish this off, so I would ask that you guys issue a full certificate just to get rid of this old order. For this, the rest is protected within the order of conditions you're about to issue.
Yeah.
Then, as you may recall, you guys had wanted more detail on the education program. So we did write something up. I submitted that. I had asked that if anybody had any significant comments to get them back to me by sometime last week so I can make edits. So hopefully that means that you guys actually didn't have any comments and it was good. And not that you didn't have time to read it and get back to me, but I can understand if it was that. And so basically in that, we talked about the data that we look to collect, which is data that makes sense for this project. And we talked about how we'll do it through photo and video, and we'll be installing a camera that looks down on the green roof. We'll be documenting everything from the construction and installation up through, you know, how it does over time and the maintenance that's involved. We'll be documenting things like design considerations and cost differentials between a regular roof and this. Then we've already reached out to the Chamber of Commerce and Frank Cousins has agreed to work with Bradford and Bigelow on this as a partner. And for the business community, what we envision doing is taking all that information, packaging it together, and having an open house, and we'll have the vendor for the green roof there and invite members of the chamber, folks from the industrial park, and from what I know of of John Galligan, he'll likely then reach out to other industrial folks outside of Newburyport for this, but you know, he'll put on an open house for folks and bring them in and kind of have them be able to see what's going on, whether they can actually see the green roof or they just get to see pictures and video, you know, will be determined. But so we've got that partner. They've also reached out for a Newburyport educator through the groups in the letter, and I can look it up. But basically, they've made some really good first steps, but it takes two to dance, right? So we don't know whether or not we're going to get a teacher interested. But the ideal is we form partnerships for the business part and for the education part so that what gets developed meets the business community's needs as well as meeting the educator's needs. So it may be that as we go along with the education program with a teacher, which you know, hopefully we're able to find one that is really interested in this, then we it may end up being more of a rooftop environmental program that looks at the solar and the green roof and the kinds of things you can make, you know, good use of space that is usually not thought of as an environmental place, or it may be something that just focuses on green roof. Maybe it focuses, you know, it could be as narrow as looking at labs that you could do with the green roof, like how does it affect rainfall pH. I mean, there's all kinds of possibilities there. You know, as a former teacher, I just know that you're going to find a teacher that is going to have an interest, and so we're going to try to tailor something that meets that. But at the same time, there'll just be the general, you know, outreach materials developed that include photographs and video and both, you know, sort of multimedia. And that's all in there and the steps that have taken. So I think it's the steps they've taken so far, along with how we've outlined the program, I think, you know, fully meets what we discussed doing.
Do you know if they contacted Molly Edinburgh?
I don't know, but if you have folks that you think would be helpful,
Molly
would be a great person to be a point person on this education piece, especially for the schools.
I know they made some progress through their outreach to the person they contacted.
So
Cindy Johnson.
Yeah.
If you guys can email me a list of names, I will forward that on. And he's taken his environmental person and put them in charge of this whole program, so which is good because I feel like then it will have an environmental angle.
Is that true,
Benak? Yeah.
Okay.
So if you can email that on. But with that, I would ask that you guys approve that program, and we'll update you as we go on with progress on this thing, and allow Julia to issue that decision that was approved. And also that you vote to issue the certificate of compliance in whichever order you want.
Well, why don't we do this certificate first?
Motion to issue the certificate of compliance.
Second.
All in favor? Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay.
Thank you.
Also, approve the draft plan.
Motion to approve the draft education plan.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
Great.
Thank you.
Good. Very good.
So now I can issue that order of conditions.
Yeah, and if you want to have that condition on the planting side, I think that's implied anyway.
Yeah.
If you want to make it explicit, that's fine.
Alrighty.
And that's it.
All right.
You guys can go home now. Sorry about this.
Before you go, just quickly to Spofford Street.
Yeah.
There's no DEP sign up there.
There is. There's actually two.
And you cannot see them from the road, and I've had I drove by.
I will read. So I had placed one last fall. It's there.
I remember seeing one last fall.
I think they moved it out off to the side.
Yeah.
And then the contractor actually put one up on that shed.
Okay.
And
so,
then I pointed out that there was already one there. So there's one on the shed.
Really? The shed.
The big shed that's off to the left.
Okay. It needs to be more visible from the
road. I will drive
because
by.
Because it's people are freaking out about this project,
yeah.
And they're calling me and going, does this have a permit? Blah, 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 blah.
I will go out and I will talk to the contractor about having it more visible.
Thank
place.
You.
I think it just got moved around because of the time
yeah.
it took for them to actually
it
get off.
It could go right along the sidewalk, sort of like in front of the little fence at the top of the slope.
Yeah.
Right above the entrance way.
So there are two, and there'll be one that's
okay.
visible.
Perfect.
But the reason there are two is probably because the first one wasn't that visible to the contractor when he showed up.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Next. Craig Messina, Chart House Development LLC, 23 Hill.
My email never came back online, so I'm requesting a continuance of that. Julia and I are going to do a site walk. The work was completed. It was hydroseeded. We just want to give enough time for the hydroseed to come in.
Yeah.
Is this for Craig Messina?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hale Street. There's a couple other things I want to look at too. The all the markers that we specified for the 25-foot disturbed
right.
zones and around the rain garden, whatever that is area, the detention area. So just some things from the special conditions from the order that we needed.
Yeah, let's talk tomorrow. I'll go out, make sure before we waste
yeah.
our time doing a site visit together,
yeah.
I'll make sure all that looks good.
Yeah, go
not,
through those special
yeah.
conditions because a bunch of them refer to these things that need to be
right.
on site prior to a certificate.
Right.
Okay.
That's the nursing home?
No.
No, it's the new office buildings right near Joe along Hale Street a little further on the left side of the road from the nursing home.
Yeah, just past Malcolm Way.
Do you remember the giant property and we had originally come in looking to do a couple buildings there and we cut it down to one because of the 20%?
Yeah.
It's pretty woodsy back in that area. You could drive by it.
I mean, it looks good,
yeah.
but in terms of, you know, whether or not those things are done, I will double check. I thought Steve had gone through that stuff when he wrote his letter.
Okay.
He's usually pretty good about
it. He didn't make note of any of it,
okay.
so that's why we need to look at it.
Right,
anyway.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, motion over the public hearings.
So moved.
Well, what about the continuance?
Oh. That's right, we've got to
continue
to correct.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really a hearing,
okay,
but, yeah.
We'll just continue to do that.
Yeah, your next meeting is a month off, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That should be good enough.
Good motion to continue. Second. I can't make a motion.
Yeah. Motion to continue Chart House Development LLC to press for certificate of compliance.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Now can I get a motion over the public hearing?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. First one is Lisa Cusimano, Gallagher, Fort City Realty, 75 Parker Street. We have received nothing new.
Is that your project?
No.
Yeah, we have received nothing new from them. They indicated that they were making changes to the stormwater plan, and what did we need them to get us before the next meeting? I told them we need the revised stormwater plan, and we need the approval from the city and from the peer reviewer at the planning board, and we haven't gotten it yet. I checked in with the planning board, and they said that they, well, and I also forwarded you a while ago, Christensen's initial review of their stormwater design, and they had a lot of comments on it. So those have yet to be, the changes made associated with those comments have yet to come to us. And I think the planning board hearing on that is tomorrow night, so we might find something out later, but again, for tonight, it's a continue.
So don't they have some rule about how many times we'll continue something?
No, we had discussed it in the past.
I think you can choose not to continue something, or they can choose not to continue it, but.
I mean, it's been 2.5 months.
Yeah, I know.
How many continuances were there in Evergreen?
Maybe Maybe not as many as this, though, straight in a row. Really? Like, this is sort of consecutive since the first hearing.
Yeah.
What's going on, 75 Parker?
So it's the 75 Parker is the Hotan Leathers edition.
Oh,
on the back, right? We haven't looked at it in so long. It's hard to remember. But you all gave them some good comments about snow removal areas and where the dumpster should go and all this. And they made those changes, but then their stormwater design, when it got reviewed by CNS, just had a lot of problems. And it took them a while just to even get their application into the planning board and start that review process with them. So the whole thing got delayed. They came to Conservation Commission really early, I think. And it was too early, so.
So we'll know more.
We'll know more after tomorrow, but I think we need to continue them to the 16th and the 18th. I mean, the
17th. Okay. Motion to continue to July 17th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Next one is Arthur Brewer, 16 K Street, notice of intent. We received word from them today that they would like a continuance to the next meeting, July 17th. So,
motion to continue.
We haven't even opened it.
Yeah, it has to be opened.
Oh.
And then we can continue it, yeah.
Okay. So I guess just by talking about it, we've opened it.
Do we have to? I mean, because we're missing some people.
I was talking with Lisa Mead about it today, and she felt strongly that we have to open it. According to the statute, we have to open it within a time frame after when they submit it. We have to open a hearing. And we don't want to get messed up on this, so we'll open the hearing. And they requested a continuance to the 17th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay.
Can I ask if they submitted any additional information, or was it just a clean continuous request?
A plain continuous request.
Thank you.
Okay. Motion to close the public hearings.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. So one other item that I became aware of a couple weeks ago during the trail dedication, the Little River Trail System dedication, was that a bridge was built across the Little River down near the old I-95 road. Pretty sure that Jerry Mullen put it in there. He was meaning well, but it is. I was there with a civil engineer who was on the walk, and he stayed behind and asked me to stay behind as everybody walked back to the trailhead, and he started explaining to me why this bridge is unsafe, besides being unpermitted. It's pretty unsafe. It has structure right in the middle of the stream bed, like planks sitting facing the flow of the water. So I would almost question after yesterday's downpour whether the thing's even there.
Did you talk to Jerry about it?
Steve had sent some comments from his son. Is he your son a civil engineer?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
He's a professional trail builder.
So I responded to Steve and said, that told Jerry that he was in the loop too, that he needs to take it down. Strangely, he didn't respond to that part of the letter. I'd also talked to him. He's put in for a grant for a single span bridge to put in there. Some sort of trails grant, I remember. He told me what it was, I don't remember the outfit, but he said it would be somewhere around $1,000. And I told him, why don't you just, for that kind of money, we can present it to the commission and see if they want to pay for it and just have it put in there.
A legit bridge.
A legit bridge.
Sounds skimpy for a financial skimpy for a legit bridge.
It does seem that.
I don't want to go through this again.
What's the width of the river?
Joe sent a picture of the Mother's Day flood, of how wide it was there. And I suspect that what Jerry has in mind is not wide enough to span that, or high enough.
How wide do you think it is?
It may not be, but the civil engineer was saying it doesn't necessarily have to be wide enough so long as it's high enough. So the idea is, and I think you bring up the...
So you'd have to have a curve...
An arch bridge. Right. He recommended an arch bridge.
And each end would need to be anchored somehow.
Right.
You can't have it just floating there.
You would have basic abutments there.
Or I've seen they tie a cable to the bridge and then, you know, get a large enough tree.
Right. You can do that too, but I would think we could get something put in there.
Well, we used to get an engineer or somebody, you know, consulting with him.
Right.
Well, I don't think $1,000 is going to cover
it. No, I was surprised that
the engineer.
Probably not.
They
cover the materials.
No, not.
So,
but the engineer was telling me it does not need to span completely. It just has to be on a solid enough foundation on either end and be low enough so when it does flood, the water will go around it, which would there.
Yes, I've seen some pretty substantial bridges up in the North Country that have been completely washed away with concrete abutments that are 10 mm-hmm. feet tall and 6 feet thick, and they just
right.
gone.
You do get there's a bit
tree
more
tree limbs floating downstream.
Bit but, more of a
well, there's more water flow, but I mean, you got that picture was I had never seen the water that wide and deep there.
Yeah,
but.
Anyway. No, you never have, because it's never been that, other than the Mother's Day school. Yeah. Other ones, I'm sure it has been, but...
Anyways, my suggestion was a couple of well-placed flat rocks.
Right.
Obviously, you're going to jump across the
yeah.
street.
And
the engineer said it was basically unsafe, too. So, and you can tell by
the bridge.
Picture.
Is it necessary?
Yeah, the bridge that's there. It really isn't. And frankly, I think Jerry decided that for safety reasons, it would be better than to finish. I think he took some of the boards for the bog bridge. Because if you count those boards, it's about exactly how many boards he's missing from the bog bridge.
Wow,
so
really?
I think he made an executive decision to put that there. So
procedurally, you've written a letter. He hasn't fully responded to it?
He hasn't responded to that. I'll write a straight letter to him telling him it's got to come down. Commission says it's got to come down. And so he needs to break it down. I can bring my sawzall and help him with that, and we can transport these boards over to
where
the bog
bridge. Yeah, in your letter you could suggest a better use for them would be to finish the bog bridge.
For what they were bought for, the
yeah.
bog bridge. So,
okay.
Yeah, I will.
But I would like to suggest before we do anything, my son has agreed to take a look at it when he's
yeah.
home. He's going to be back at the end of July, and
that's what
he's
I
home for 2 weeks, and we'll. He runs out there all the time anyway, so.
Okay.
Yeah, let him take a look at it and
yeah.
see what he thinks.
Of
yeah.
the existing bridge?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. No, I sent him the pictures
situation.
Of the existing bridge. Let's see if that ain't got work.
So,
well, but if we're going to permit something down the road, don't we want some kind of an engineering certification?
Oh, no, absolutely.
Along with it?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
if we're going to go
right.
to buying a
yeah.
bridge, then
yeah,
well,
let's
even
have,
if
let's
we don't,
have
if we're going to permit
safe
it.
And,
yeah.
Well,
right.
also,
right.
and let's let there be like a purpose for it that we understand
yeah.
it's necessary for a public.
Reason. Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
for an environmental reason.
I mean, I've walked down there many times. And
it's
don't
yeah.
need it.
It's normally this wide.
Normally, the stream is like this wide, and there's a couple of rocks, and
yeah.
and you just walk.
Ah, so that's what he built for.
Not the 1,000-year flood.
and he probably yeah. And he built it. They were having a dedication. I'm sure he wanted to show something obvious
yeah.
for it. And,
yeah.
But
yeah.
it's really not safe.
Well meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if I can get out there and help them, I'll get out there and help them, but otherwise it's got to come down before it gets taken out, because it will get taken out, and possibly block the culvert that's just down there and cause a lot more damage.
It's also a place where vandalism takes place.
Yeah.
You know, the bird observation platform, I haven't been down there lately, but every time they rebuild it, within 2 weeks, it's...
It is. A lot of that has to do with wind too, though. Wind, wind has done, yes. Wind has trashed that thing several times. Like, I went there after a big windstorm and found most of the railing out in the water. I had to go and fetch it, and we put it back together. But I know some kids do damage it, but the wind comes there pretty strong, and it's a nice little windbreak, you know, and it just gets torn off.
So it's probably gone from last night.
Could be. You know, it was fun last night. Mm-hmm. So
good.
That's that, and I'll contact him and let him know officially. I'll CC you, Julie.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So this is the stack of literature for.
Yes.
The
one side. The
exhibits are all that have the package of all that.
Right.
Good stuff to read at the beach or something.
Yeah, a lot of it is sort of repetitive and.
Yeah,
most
sure.
of it's repetitive.
Yes, I noticed that just flipping through it. It looked like a bit of over.
Seven ways to say the same thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's an interesting, interesting concept.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely, Lisa and Tom have spent, put more energy into this than the actual applicant.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Tom certainly took Tracy to task.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is there anything else? Yeah, Julie, have you been back to Bill Goff?
So I sent him all that stuff. He said, great, thank you, excellent, I'm going to get on it. And I didn't say, okay, by when? Because I felt like I was sort of late and I had deleted a little bit. But I will check in with him maybe next week and say, hey, where are you with this? Do you need anything else from me?
He doesn't need much more. I mean, he's pretty much...
I think he can fill some of that stuff in and then we can see how it looks.
See how it looks.
Yeah. Maybe what else it needs.
So we're not meeting on the 3rd?
No.
We should probably vote. Let's... I don't remember if we voted. I know we kind of said we didn't want to meet on the 3rd, but we should probably vote to...
And as of now, there's no agenda for the 3rd. The only thing that came in got put on the agenda for the 17th, and so...
So why don't we
vote on it? I will not be at the meeting on the 17th. The main committee.
Okay.
So. Motion to not meet on July 3rd.
So, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. Do we have anything else?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
All right. This could be a new record.
Maybe.
Yeah. This is a record.